Good afternoon. As you know, yesterday I made a decision to make a change at quarterback and start Jimmy Clausen. Yesterday, during the day, I met with Jay and Jimmy to tell them my intentions and to walk them through the process of how this was going to be handled. Later in the day, I met with Phil to talk to him about my decision and then finalize it in our staff meeting last night as we talk about players and how we're going to start the week. So that was part of the ongoing process over the last 24 hours. It certainly was not an easy decision in my mind. Those types of decisions never are. And I worked it through, not only thinking through it myself, but with our staff. I told our team today, this doesn't void us of the offensive struggles that we have had or the team struggles that we've had by making this change. And I think that our guys are well aware of that. But for the present moment, I think this is in the best interest of our football team. You know, regarding Jay, Jay has invested in this team heavily since the time that I have been around him. And I do have some perspective on it. I think that particularly with quarterbacks, you know, they're all on we're all on our own journeys. Each player is, each person is, each team is. And their journeys have highs and lows. Certainly, you know, this is I can't speak for Jay, but I know him well enough to know that this is obviously not a good time for him. But I've also seen careers revived from moments like this, that players gain strength, they gain perspective, they come out stronger. And I really expect Jay will do that. He will take a look at this moment and look back on it from a very positive perspective as he comes back and plays in this league. I really think that will certainly happen. So, you know, that's really what I wanted to open with, just some thoughts there. I felt it was the right time, considering we came off two wins. We went into Detroit, had a competitive first half, and we were at halftime of Dallas. We were at 14-7. But I felt that we were still very inconsistent as a football team, particularly offensively, and we have been all year. I've stated that many times, and that starts with me, and I've stated that many times as well, and we haven't been able to put up a consistent effort. So we need some better play at the quarterback position. We're looking for that right now. But we also need better play from all of our players. And it's complementary football. It's not just inclusive to the offensive side of the ball. It's inclusive to all of us. And we've got an opportunity to do that against Detroit in a divisional game on Sunday. And that's where it'll start. In fact, it started today with our preparation for Detroit. I'll leave it open to questions.
If you were going to change quarterbacks, why didn't you practice yesterday to give Jimmy another day to try to get ready for the league's top defense?
Yesterday was 2 days after a game. The players would not be physically ready to practice, and a decision had not been made at that time.
Mark, 10 days ago you said that as long as Jay was healthy, he would be playing quarterback. What changed?
I did say that at the time, and I've changed my mind. I definitely said that at the time. At the time, I felt it was more like as long as Jay was healthy this week, but I can see why it was interpreted as staying healthy, and I respect that. I respect the question, and I've changed my mind. I think this is in the best interest of the team today.
How does Jimmy give you a better chance to win this week than Jay would?
I think we need a lift at quarterback. I think we need a spark. The weight of the world should not be on Jimmy Clausen. He's going to get an opportunity to play, and I'm hoping that our team against a very, very good defense, we all know that, there'll be some response by our football team. I'm looking forward to seeing how it unfolds.
Will Jay play next week, or will he be active?
It's a good question. This is for this week. This is for this week. We're not going any farther than our preparation for Detroit, and it's a short week. Jimmy had a full day of practice today. He'll get one tomorrow, and he'll be our quarterback on Sunday to start the game.
Will Jay be active?
Jay'll be active. He'll be the backup.
What role, if any, did ownership play in this decision, and did you alert ownership? I'll
take you through the process. I had discussions with Phil the following day. I spent some time with members of our staff. I went to their quarterbacks and told them my intentions. Phil had discussions, and we made sure that everybody was advised at a pending decision. So everybody was involved in that in terms of a pending decision. It's a coaching decision. It's a 46 roster, but everybody was made aware of the process during the process, and that was finalized with my discussions with Phil last night, and with our staff. And that decision on the 46 is ultimately mine.
When the Aaron Cromer situation, any problems with how this news got out or it was leaked out before you were able to address it?
Say that again.
In light of the Aaron Cromer situation, you know, the leaking and the talking, any problems with how this
No, this the normal course of events is I wanted to make sure the quarterbacks knew my intent. The biggest part of this, I wanted the team to know, hear from me first. And we all know in this day and age that it's very difficult to keep some of those things. I mean, that was assumed that eventually it could get out during the course of the day. But my thoughts were to respect our team. I wanted them to hear it from me first. I wanted them to know that I spoke with the quarterbacks. They knew about it. And then ultimately, I wanted them to know that they knew about it before it got out, which was critically important.
Where were you in the process yesterday when you spoke with them?
In the process, it was ongoing with the quarterbacks, and I still had not finalized things later in the day with Phil and with our staff.
Is Jay coachable?
Jay is coachable.
What was the feedback and input you got from Phil when you guys discussed this?
I'm not going to go into that. I mean, like with every decision that we make, some of them I have to make those decisions ultimately, and some he does. But certainly it's an ongoing process that we talk about, and we talk about all aspects of it. And I think that's something that, you know, I'm going to keep between us. The final decision was we made a decision to make a change at quarterback for this game.
Is this performance-based, or is it attitude-based, or is it a combination?
This is performance-based only. We're not getting enough out of our quarterback right now. We didn't this past week, and we haven't. That starts with me. It has nothing to do with attitude. Jay has been extremely professional and throughout, including after we talked yesterday.
Mark, do you have any feelings that you should have done it sooner to maybe?
You know, I think I answered that. I'll repeat myself to make it clear. We came off two wins. We went into Detroit. We had a competitive first half. Didn't finish that way. We went into Dallas. We had a competitive first half. It was 14-7. And last week I felt that we were not competitive until the end of the game. And I felt that there was a time that we needed to take a look at Jimmy, let Jay sit back and watch it. And that was the decision that was made yesterday, ultimately last night.
But was there consideration prior to this to actually put Jimmy in and you chose not to?
I think that any time, I can't say that, no. I think that would be putting words in my mouth. I can't say that. we haven't played well enough. I mean, ultimately, decisions are made and discussion. We have discussions, but no. I mean, ultimately, that was not the case.
Mark, if Jay is coachable and you've had success with other quarterbacks, why has this not worked out?
Well, that doesn't mean it can't work out. That's where we are now. Well, that doesn't mean the evolutionary process. Let me finish. That doesn't mean the process of Jay's growth as a quarterback can't continue and he can't get to where we think he can be. Because every quarterback's on their own journey, and some people go through these times. There's clearly evidence historically that players are 30 years old, 31 years old, and haven't reached their potential, and by the time they conclude their career, they have. And right now, Jay's not at a good point. He's not playing as well as he can play. I've said that starts with me. That's an accountability issue with all of us as a team, and he has not done that, and we have not done that, and that's why we made the decision for this moment. I think it's multiple. I'll leave it at that. It's fundamental. It's a part of our structure. It's players not being in the right place. It's us not performing at a level, whether it's penalties, not doing our job. It's all of it, and it's part of it is complementary football as well. We haven't played good complementary football to put our offense in the kind of position it needs to be over the course of a game. It's a team thing. It's not one side of the ball. It's all three sides. But in this case, offensively, we haven't performed at any kind of level that's consistent with our expectations.
Is there any chance Fales plays this week or next week?
Right now, the decision's been made that Jimmy will be the starter and Jay will be up and back up, and we can't think any farther than the next 72 hours, Brad.
Mark, is Jay making mistakes, or has he made mistakes this year that he was not making a year ago?
You know, I'm not going to go into that. I don't want to go there, Rich. It's the best answer I can give you is we're not playing well enough at the quarterback position right now on a consistent basis. We're not, and we can be because we've seen him do it. But it hasn't been the case, and we've made this decision because of that.
Can you characterize Phil Emery's response to your decision?
Phil and I have go through a process with all the decisions that are made. Some of them he ultimately makes, and some of them I ultimately make, and we talk through everything. They're extremely professional, and you know, we go through the best analytical process, and certainly emotions comes into it. But ultimately, it was my decision.
Where's the culpability, perhaps, in the offensive line that may be exacerbating Jay's issues?
Those are a lot of big words. Do you want to rephrase the question?
What's the fault?
It goes everywhere. It goes everywhere. It's as I said this many times. With all due respect, I say this many times that if we could put a finger on it, we'd have it resolved. And we haven't been able to do that up to this point. We're working to do it. Our players are working to do it. And I've said this many weeks as well. We haven't seen the results of that work on the playing field on a weekly basis.
Mark, you keep saying that this is on you. Can you detail how this is on you? What can you do differently? Is this an example of you doing
that? Yeah, I think that I've got to continue to find ways and avenues to bring out the best in the guys that I'm coaching. And that goes, in this case, we're talking about the quarterback position.
What worked last year if that's not working this year?
It's very evident. We're not playing as well at the quarterback position. We're not playing consistent football. We're not making the plays. We're getting penalties at the wrong time. It all goes into the process of not playing consistent football, and I've said that week in and week out.
Mark, did Jimmy have success on Sunday? Do you think that in some way that would validate your system, your scheme?
I'm not looking to try to do anything but to help our football team win a game.
Coach, when you go down this road, a lot of times there's kind of no turning back when we're talking about the starting quarterback. So how much of a future would you say Jay has with this team?
This is everything we're doing here, Michael, is present. You know, I'm not going to get into hypotheticals on where this thing is going to go because nobody knows. And I think I've honestly and openly said that right here, that this is all about what can we do to help ourselves beat Detroit, and we're not playing well enough at the quarterback position, and maybe Jimmy can give us a spark. We're hopeful that he can. He's practiced well during the course of the season. He's immersed himself in our offense and what we're trying to accomplish. He appeared ready to go today throughout practice. Very confident today, and we'll see where that takes us. It's really a 72-hour process right now of getting ready and playing the game against Detroit.
Would it be accurate to say that Phil supported your decision?
I think that's the way we are with each other. You know, when we make decisions, we support it. We give our opinions, and then we actively and passionately support each other with the decisions that we have to make. That's the way it's been the last 2 years. We talk thoroughly about it. We talk analytically about it. We talk passionately about it. And once a decision's made, we support each other.
Mark, did you consult with players? I know you said yesterday that you had met with some players in the morning. Did you talk to some, you know, maybe veteran players on the team to gauge their reaction or how they felt about a change?
I would never ask a player that specifically. I don't think that would be fair to the player to have to talk about another teammate in that fashion.
Mark, are there any other positions where you're changing starters for the Lions game?
You know, we're going to work through it this week. We've got some guys that are out the next couple days, but we're not actively thinking about it at the present time. Everybody's playing.
Just to clarify, I understand that you're saying this was your decision, but did you have to get permission from any of your bosses in order to make that decision?
This was a coaching decision, and the people that I work with in the building all said, this is a coaching decision. Make the coaching decision that you think is appropriate for this time.
Mark, how do you reconcile the difference between Jay losing his job and Aaron being allowed to continue after what happened last week?
That's a question I'm not going to answer, Rich.
Can Jimmy Clausen be Josh McCown?
Okay. Can you think offhand of a veteran starting high-priced, uninjured quarterback who's been benched and then came back and enabled his career?
You know, I'm not going to take a historical perspective based on economics, but I can tell you that there's been starters in this league who have had adversity and left their teams or sat and came back on their teams that had success and rebuilt their careers. And as I said from the first few minutes here, Jay Cutler's invested a lot in this team. He's physically and emotionally committed to it, and he's had a rough time. And I believe he'll bounce back. That's what I truly believe.
Does Jay need a fresh start elsewhere?
The only thing that matters right now, Brad, as you well know, and that's a hypothetical, is we think we have the tools here and the skill here to help him get to where he wants to go, and that's our focus. Right now, our focus is on Detroit, and our focus is on to help Jay get to where he wants to go.